bringing Minnesota powwows to you. Today, we enjoy the 29th annual Minnesota Indian Educators Association powwow held at the Shooting Star Casino and Event Center. Host drum, Prairie Thunder, and guest drums, Northland Reamer. This is the Powwow Trail.
Song is to honor our Eagle Scouts. And thank you, North Land Reamer, for that beautiful play song to honor our Eagle Scouts. Before we go into our veteran song, I always like to talk about these young men and women that are standing before you. And this goes to all the veterans, men and women, that are in this room. This country came together in 1776. We won our independence from England. We went away from that tyranny. 11 years later, in 1787, the Constitution that we fought for was adopted. And 4 years after that, in 1791, we adopted the Bill of Rights that guarantee everyone in this room the right to assemble, the right to free speech, the right to worship as you wish, the right to vote. But these rights are given to you and protected to you by the veterans who have served this country since 1776. Now you think of all the millions, millions of men and women of all color, of all races, of all religions, of all backgrounds that answered the call as these young men and women stand before you guys to guarantee you your rights to be an American. Freedom is not cheap. Sometimes we have to pay the ultimate price. So we sing a veteran song always to honor our veterans past and present. And as we sing this veteran song, and as our veterans lead us out in the song, I ask all the veterans that are here to join us. And if you have a family member, if you have a grandfather, father, mom, uncle, aunt, brother, sister, that served with the United States military or with the Canadian Armed Forces, we ask you to come out and join us in celebration, our way of life, our freedoms to be what we can be. So with that, I'd like to call upon Hurry Thunder to render its veteran song.
Hey! And beyond the Apple Air First Nation, we're going to say thank you for joining us here. We're going to make some introductions here. And as I call out these veterans, I'd like to have a round of applause. And as I call these individuals' names, I need to pull the eagles down and the floor of their color. Hearing the White Earth Community Eagle Staff, Mr. Charles Ladrina, United States Army, East Vietnam. Hearing in the White Earth Veterans Eagle Staff, Mr. Kurt Politek. Hearing in Red, White, and Blue, Mr. Rob Roy, United States Army. Carrying the flag of our dearest and closest ally, carrying the Canadian flag, Mr. Bruce Goodwin. Carrying in the White Earth Nation tribal flag, Mr. Herb Roy. Bringing in the United States Army branch flag, Mr. Solomon Duncan, United States Army. Ladies and gentlemen, this young lady standing here is a member of the nation's
World
Women's Warrior Society. She wants the last presidential inauguration. This young lady came in with a group of other young ladies in the parade to honor the inauguration of the President of the United States of America. And this young lady, we are so proud of her. She's a White Earth Patrol lead. We love her dearly, and we thank her for being here with us. Ms. Arlene Duncan, carrying in the United States Marine Corps branch flag. Arlene Duncan, serve over the big sandbox. To all my brothers and sisters here, this flag is the flag that we fought under in Vietnam. Carrying in the Republic of South Vietnam, Mr. Don York, United States Air Force, Vietnam. Carrying in the national flag, Mr. Dean Johnson. And last but not least, this flag represents all those that became prisoners of war, or the ones that we had to leave back on the battlefield. Bringing in the POW MIA flag, Mr. Bill Brown. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome each and every one of you to the Minnesota Indian Education Association's 29th annual conference. And we're going to have a celebration here this evening for intertribal dancing. Don't be shy, you do not need to be regalia to come out and join us. Bust all the moves that you got. So at this time, we're going to go over to our host drum, Prairie Thunder, to render us our first intertribal. This is what we do as First Nation people. We welcome each and every one of you to our celebration. Do not be shy. Here we go, in the red.
The Powwow Trail has been made possible through a generous grant from the Legacy Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.